The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Researchers at the University at Buffalo and the Department of Veterans Affairs say they've identified 17 distinct clinical subtypes of long COVID. Their research also found patients who were older, unvaccinated, or had pre-existing health conditions were more likely to develop long COVID. Those findings came from the medical records of nearly 270,000 VA patients who'd been diagnosed with the condition. Researchers say their study could help determine how the coronavirus causes long COVID, support public health initiatives combating the condition, and make it easier to diagnose. Buffalo Public Schools are resuming their regular schedule this week. Buffalo's elementary and middle school students had been dismissed early all last week due to excessively hot weather. But the region's largest school district said in a statement that more seasonal temperatures made returning to full school days possible. Last day of school for students is Tuesday. Tomorrow, the last day for teachers is Thursday. This is WBFO News.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
A 3-year-old boy is dead and a 7-year-old girl was grazed by gunfire in a shooting on Domitian Avenue late last week. The two children were struck by gunfire during an outdoor family gathering, although police said the gunfire was unrelated to that event. The 3-year-old boy, Ramon Carter, was declared deceased at ECMC shortly after arriving. His 7-year-old sister was taken to Oshai Children's Hospital to be treated for her injuries. City officials said at a press conference over the weekend that they were heartbroken by the incident, and Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown called for more gun control measures. Crime Stoppers is offering a $7,500 reward for information about the gunman who killed Carter. Gas prices have remained essentially the same in Buffalo over the last week, with the average price currently sitting at $3.54 a gallon. According to Gas Buddy, gas in Buffalo is 5 cents cheaper than it was a month ago and about 10 cents lower than a year ago. That's roughly in line with national trends. The price of gas went up by just 0.3 cents across the entire country last week, but is lower than it was a month ago or this time last year. A Gas Buddy analyst said that gas prices were likely to remain steady through July 4th. And the number of ballots cast in Erie County in this year's primary elections finally topped 1,000 yesterday. 113 voters turned out to the polls, bringing the number of ballots cast to 1,031. The vast majority of those ballots have been cast by Republicans. Only 34 Conservative Party members and 18 Democrats have turned out. This is WBFO.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.